Justice. YourDictionary.com says justice is the use of power as appointed by law, honor, or standards to support fair treatment and due reward. Political power and fair treatment are not compatible concepts. Political power corrupts, and the more power the state gets, the more corrupt it becomes. The more corrupt the government becomes, the less fairness there is in society. I find it extremely ironic that the brutal and corrupt government of the USA has a so-called Justice Department. It's a clear example of Orwellian doublespeak. The U.S. Justice Department claims to be fighting crime. In actual practice, the U.S. Justice Department is one of the most violent and deceitful criminal organizations on planet Earth. As a society, our attempt to kidnap, torture, and lie our way to a just and lasting peace has been a miserable failure. In fact, eliminating the U.S. Department of Justice would eliminate a substantial proportion of the crimes committed by the U.S. federal government. The USA almost got through its first 100 years without a Justice Department. Since the U.S. Justice Department has been established, the society of the USA has seen a marked increase in injustice. Authoritarian democracy in the USA is not about fair treatment. It is about taxation, incarceration, education, and war. It is about robbery, kidnapping, brainwashing, and mass murder. And the same is true for all the different forms of authoritarian rule on planet Earth. There's not a dime's worth of difference between authoritarian democracy, authoritarian socialism, authoritarian fascism, and authoritarian theocracy. People think that because they pay taxes that are used to fund the Justice Department, there will be more justice in the world. Allowing yourself to be robbed in the name of justice does not increase justice. It increases injustice. If you want to increase justice, do everything you can reasonably do to resist being a victim of taxation, incarceration, education, and war. People go to church to search for openness and fairness. They gather on Sundays to praise egalitarian ideals using authoritarian rituals. That basic contradiction leads them into all sorts of logical confusion. You can find a lot more fairness in a grocery store than in a church. On the other hand, churches are much more libertarian than the state, and churches do a lot to curb the worst offenses of the delusional statists. All crimes can be viewed as social conflicts. Resolution of conflicts can be achieved by making friends out of enemies. Or, resolution of conflicts can be achieved by separating people who have trouble getting along with each other. Heavy-handed solutions imposed by the force of the criminal justice system seldom do anything but increase the problems. There is a constant search for impartial jurors. Why would we go out of our way to force the least informed and least interested people to help solve a problem? We do that because we are hypnotized by a delusional system of state worship. We do that because it reinforces the social power of lawyers. We do that because we are being manipulated by an unscrupulous caste of legal beagles who are experts at all forms of deceit. Our problems will not be solved by the most adept liars. Our problems will be solved by those who face the truth and speak the truth. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.